Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about the kingdom. And did you know that John 3:16 that says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the love story, that God loves us. He loves us so much. And that's why today we are alive. We're alive to share that same love, because Mary was favored by God to give birth to a child that knew his life was to be a sacrifice for you and I. So we salute all the Marys out there today, because you have been chosen and highly favored.
May your baby be born, save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby born has come to make you new? This child you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary Jane, your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, do you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Do you know that your baby boy walked where angels dwell? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby born would day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby born has perfect love? Sleeping child of holy, it's the great. I
goes out to all the Marys this morning at. Welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We just want to encourage your hearts this morning and give you words to inspire you to press to a higher mark in Christ Jesus. See, this and destiny, and many times our trials causes us to abort what. Abort the things that God has already predestined. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you. Today is a new day, and yesterday has gone. So for all you Marys out there, I just want to encourage you to look up to the hills. From which your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord.
When he cried, when he was hungry, did all the things he did. He rocked and gasped on his mother's back with his arms in her mind. There were the tears when he took his first step, and the tears when he got his first key. All of everything about the same baby in his natural and his mind. This baby this
This is it, huh?
Well, this is it.
I can't believe you bought a fixer upper.
What does that mean?
You don't like dirt or dust?
No, I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
So let me show you what was going on.
What was that?
I don't know.
I had another heartache.
I've
had so many ups and downs. Don't know how much more I can bear. See, I
never become that. I love my wife. Thank you.
God created us in his image. He created man to replenish the earth. So therefore he needed woman. And he needed woman to... as a helpmate. If it wasn't for woman, where would we be? To all the Marys, I just want to encourage you today that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Stay as you beautify your outward. Hide the word in your heart that you're within birth. Fruits of joy. So as you walk towards a new day, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Let the Spirit of God rest, move, and abide. Love yourself. And above all, love your neighbor as thyself. And stop the abuse. Love. Love conquers the multitude of sins. So we're going to close with love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Closing out with Erica Campbell singing Help with featuring McCray. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Shepherd Jackson at 7-Eleven. 7 days to thank you, but I'd like to be a part of our friends and family and support our outreach. Oh, wow. Give me a call at 717-379-1503. Also, we invite you to fellowship with us every Fourth Friday, and if you're in the Harrisburg area, come celebrate getting honored on Saturday at the Goodwin Memorial Life Center. I'm receiving the I Recognize You Global Award presented by the former Maryland and it's going to be at her first sister luncheon. So come join me. This coming Saturday, 10 to 1. Donations are $50. If you'd like to reserve a seat, call me at 717-379-1503.
that has a problem with your child, problems in your relationship. Mental health is one of the leading factors to depression and suicide. So if you are experiencing symptoms of depression or suicide and you need help, I encourage you to call 911 or 211, your community, a resource for getting help. So if you don't know, contact your professional doctor or contact your local minister or your pastor for help, because there is help knocking at your door. And celebrating Black History Month, we like to celebrate and acknowledge women that are in business, ministry, community. And so we're featuring Mary Marianne in the background, Erica Campbell singing I Love God. It's LUA. These are for the young generation. Check out Erica Campbell's music video.
Here's my worship.
Here's my worship.
Come
on, raise it before him, say it.
Here's my life, Lord, my
oh, here's my
worship,
give it all over to you, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord, my
come on, shout that out one more time. Here's my worship.
Here's my worship, my
come on, raise it before him, say, here's my life, Lord.
Here's my life, Lord, my
this time we're going to shout it out, say, here's my worship. Tonight, we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.